A new movie tops the box office chart in Turkey, The Mask 5 in Iraq. It's a Turkish-made political comedy about five criminals who try to claim the oil in northern Iraq for Turkey. The film reflects the historical distrust and hatred between Turks and their neighbors, the Iraqi Kurds. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
The movie opens in the badlands of northern Iraq, where American soldiers and Kurdish militiamen are posted side by side guarding an oil well inside a small U.S. fort. One night, five bumbling Turks dressed in stolen military uniforms seize the fort and its guards. They then send a ransom video to an American army general demanding that northern Iraq's oil be shared with Turkey.
Give me the president.
In this movie, it's the Iraqi Kurds, not the Americans, who are the bad guys. The main Kurdish character is a fat, gun-toting coward who betrays everybody as he greedily tries to get control of the oil. After watching the film, a 15-year-old Turkish schoolgirl named Pinar Şişli said she thinks the portrayal of the Kurds is right on the mark.
He was exactly like what he would be, a double-faced hypocrite.
Turkish columnist Cüneyt Ulsever says when Turks talk about Kurds, it's not uncommon to hear these kinds of racist stereotypes.
They stab you from behind, they are never trustworthy, and they change sides very easily.
That negative image extends to Turkey's own rebellious population of some 14 million ethnic Kurds, but also to the more than 4 million Kurds living in Iraqi Kurdistan, the semi-autonomous region of northern Iraq.
They are constantly depicted as conspiring against Turkey's interests.
Professor Doğu Ergil is a political scientist who has long studied Turkish-Kurdish relations. He says politicians and media have instilled a deep-seated fear in Turkish society of the emergence of an independent Iraqi Kurdistan.
It's not the fear of the Kurds in Iraq. It's the fear that Turkey's Kurds can imitate the Kurds of Iraq and try to carve out a Kurdistan of their own within Turkey. That's the fear. I mean, that's the root of the fear.
This fear, along with the rising tide of Turkish nationalism, have helped fuel a debate in recent months over whether or not Turkey should intervene militarily in Iraqi Kurdistan. Again, Doğu Ergil.
Because it's an election year, it's good macho talk.
The Turkish saber-rattling has got Iraqi Kurds worried.
Of course, we are worried about these kinds of statements, and we are not happy about it.
Fuad Hussein is chief of staff to the president of the Iraqi Kurdistan region. He offers some not-so-subtle advice to Turkish generals.
Perhaps it is easy to enter a war, but it's difficult to get out of war. You see, we are not saying we can defend our cities, but we can defend our country.
Out on the streets of the Iraqi Kurdish city of Erbil, men like real estate agents Haider Ali and Pushtiwan Abdullah are quick to say they would take up arms against a possible Turkish invasion.
This Turkey is just like our enemy. Turkeys are racist and very dirty people. They cannot live with any nation or ethnic groups.
So far, this mutual animosity hasn't gone beyond trade disputes and frequent Turkish internet hack attacks against Kurdish government and media websites. But political scientist Doğu Ergil worries about the future of Iraq's Kurds, particularly if they go ahead with plans to annex the Iraqi city of Kirkuk with its large community of ethnic Turkmens. Kirkuk also straddles enormous oil fields.
I believe that after the American military presence ends or weakens in Iraq, there could be a Kurdish massacre if the Kurds want the cake and to eat it all.
Last week, the Turkish parliament held a closed-door session to debate future policy on Iraq. According to Turkish law, the details of the discussions are to be kept secret for the next 10 years. But analysts here say one of the measures likely to have been discussed was whether or not to send Turkish troops across the border into Iraqi Kurdistan. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.